Welcome to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and we're going to read Psalm 66 today. Make a joyful noise unto God, all the earth. Sing forth the glory of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say unto God, how terrible are your works. Through the greatness of your power shall your enemies submit themselves unto you. All the earth shall worship you and shall sing unto you. They shall sing your name. Come and see the works of God. He's terrible in his doing toward the children of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the river on foot. There did we rejoice in him. He rules by his might forever. His eyes observe the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Oh, bless our God, you peoples, and make the voice of his praise to be heard, which holds our soul in life and suffers not our feet to be moved. For you, O God, have proved us. You have tried us, as silver is tried. You brought us into the net. You laid a sore burden on our loins. You have caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but you brought us out into a wealthy place. I will come into your house with burnt offerings. I will pay you my vows, which my lips have uttered and my mouth have spoken when I was in distress. I will offer unto you burnt offerings of fatlings with the incense of rams. I will offer bullocks with goats. Come and hear, all you that fear God, and I will declare what he has done for my soul. I cried unto him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear. But verily, God has heard. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, which has not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. This psalm will be our refrain entering into our abiding home. This psalm can have a powerful and intimate touch on your life, on your personal experience, if you would but let it inform the view you have to your life experiences. Just as one can read the story of the Exodus and the crossing of the Red Sea, and though not having experienced it for yourself, you can place your trust in that moment. You can also take this psalm as a view to the sufferings and the trials and the difficulties that you have been able to manage by the support you've received. This psalm can be used to build your faith and to thank God for your trust in him. This psalm is an obvious expression of trust and dependence, even through fires, on God. This psalm is an obvious statement for a believer. And thus, because it's so obvious for a believer, it can provide a powerful and insightful view of what is offered, a view of what is possible to those who have not yet tried trusting in a creator, in the creator. Let's read it again. Make a joyful noise unto God, all the earth. Sing forth the glory of his name. Make his name, his praise glorious. Say unto God, how terrible are your works. Through the greatness of your power shall your enemies submit themselves unto you. All the earth shall worship you and shall sing unto you and shall sing your name. Come and see the works of God. He's terrible in his doings toward the children of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the river on foot. There did we rejoice in him. He rules by his might forever. His eyes observe the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Oh, bless our God, you peoples, and make the voice of his praise to be heard, which holds our soul in life and suffered not our feet to be moved. For you, O God, have proved us. You have tried us as silver is tried. You brought us into the net. You laid a sore burden on our loins. You have caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but you brought us out into a wealthy place. I will come into your house with burnt offerings. I will pay you my vows, which my lips have uttered and my mouth have spoken when I was in distress. I will offer unto you burnt offerings of fatlings with the incense of rams. I will offer bullocks with goats. Come and hear, all you that fear God, and I will declare what he has done for my soul. I cried unto him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear. But verily God has heard. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, which has not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. I think this psalm is a great tool to share what faith and trust in God is with those who have not tried nor experienced it for themselves. It is a powerful declaration of glory to God on our own, and a powerful way and an informative way to share that with others. This psalm is our refrain as we enter our abiding home. Thanks for listening in, and I'll talk with you tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.